Take you to school, you want to walk to school. Everybody's going to taunt you that you're a little baby. Don't go anywhere without your mother. So Esau never went to his mother. Esau has a big flag that I was born with Shlemus. I don't need anybody in this world. Esau is fantastic, a good Olam Hazeh guy. But he only has the Olam Hazeh. Which type of offer does he come to belong to? The offer that he ends up in. In other words, the offer of Misa, the offer of decomposing back into offer. That's the offer of Esau. Shenken Yaakov is Olam Abba. Yaakov is heading for Shlemus. Yaakov's whole life is running and running and running, heading for Shlemus. We discussed it, we gave a whole share on that. We went through the same vibrations to show. Yisrael Yaakov Raglav, Yaakov's running. Yaakov knows he has to head for Shlemus. He starts off Akev, that's the ankle, and he has to get all the way to Yud, and Yud is Olam Haba. Which means he starts off, he knows he's heading for Shlemus. Yaakov has the roughest and toughest life from all the offers. So he's running and running and running. Why? Because he's running into a good place. He's running into Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is Olam Haba. It's worth running. It's a place worth running for. You don't run in the marathon. You run around in circles. You don't run anywhere. That's the marathon that comes from the Romans. But if Yaakov Avinu's running, he's running to a destination. He's running for Shlemus. He's running into Parshas Vayechi. That's right. He's running to, that's a Hoylech. He's a Hoylech Lomas. And we discussed it then in the parasha, that you don't say hoylech lomas. A person doesn't walk. Hey, one second, he's just going to go over there to die. One second, he's just going to walk over there to die. A person drops dead. Malach HaMavis comes, right? Shechts the person, and that's it. So yes, in other words, so Yaakov is running to Shlemus, he's running to Olam Haba. Esau is Shlemus from the beginning. He's like an animal. Like Shlemus from the beginning. So there's two types of Shlemus. There's the Shlemus from the beginning, that's no Shlemus, and then there's the Shlemus that you get. Olam Hazeh is the type of Shlemus, is the type of place where those who are getting to the real Shlemus have to start off in the earth, have to rot in the earth, sort of thing. They have to be forlorn, they have to be forsaken, they've got to go through a Mitzrayim, they've got to go through hardships. They've got to be watered, they've got to reach the level of Ayin. When they reach the level of Ayin, is then they become Yova Yezri, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out. So though you do the Swam HaKadoshim, the Mishnah in Ovis, right? The person should always know, Me'ayin Bosa, Olohona Tehoylech. Me'ayin Bosa, Mitipos Ruch, Olohona Tehoylech, Lifnei Melech Malcham Nochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, of course, the Musa approach, I mean, it's a mistake, but that's Pshat, right? Pshat approach is the person who should remember that he comes from nowhere and he's going to have to give them the Cheshbon, is that Me'ayin Basa Mitipos Ruch, the person always remembers that he comes from Tipos Ruch, which means the person always realizes that is no Shlemus, that there's no Shlemus to him, that he comes from a Tipos Ruch, where do I come from, Bichlal? If a person has that, that person is going to get Lifnei Melech, that person is going to be Zoicha to Olam Haba, that person is going to be Zoicha to the Oved Lifnei Melech, Malcham Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he always bears that in mind, that he's coming from Tibbetz Rucha, so who am I already? I've got no Shlemus. You'll reach the Shlemus of Lifnei Melech, Malcham Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim for. Mitzrayim is Olam Hazeh. Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim to teach you that you're in a world. Mitzrayim had unbelievable Shlemus. Parah had unbelievable Shlemus. Whatever the Jews get their hands on in Olam Hazeh, there's no Shlemus. They can build a pyramid, it sinks. They build another pyramid, and it sinks. Olam Hazeh is not the Olam for Shlemus. When Klal Yisrael realized, I mean, Mitzrayim were animals, right? Yecheskel says, Ashabasah Chamorim Chamorim. Mitzrayim were animals. Perek Chav Gimel, he describes them like animals, like donkeys. So Meila, they have Shlemus straight away. Klal Yisrael are servants in such a place. Klal Yisrael are slaves in such a place. Klal Yisrael are reduced to the darg of Me'ayim. Me'ayim. Klal Yisrael reached the darg of really feeling Me'ayim. From all the pech and from all the tortures that they got from the Mitzrayim, is then Batal Shavosim El Alekim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears, Vayishma Alekim Isna Kosim. Then they cool out and they realize to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a reason why they're going through all this. And Fakeret, the biggest shkoyach is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that they're going through. Oidcho Hashem ki in Isoni. Thank you Hashem for inflicting me all these years. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oidcho Hashem ki onafto bi another pasuk. Why would we say thank you? Because we realize that we were just preparing ourselves for Shleimus. We're just preparing ourselves for reaching the greatest Shleimus. Thank you, Hashem, for not being B'Shleimus here in Olam Hazeh. Woe to the person who's B'Shleimus in Olam Hazeh, because then he's walking on Esau's path, the path of Hoylech Lomz. That's the Avodah Mayinu. That's the Avodah Mayinu, the power of the Mitzrayim. It's not Gnus. It's the biggest Shvach. There's no better way of starting from the root of the Shvach than saying that we were slaves in Mitzrayim. And we were slaves, and we were Nebuchs, and we couldn't reach Shleimus, and we were nothing in the Mitzrayim, we were so powerful, and they were on top of us. That's the best Shvach. That's the best Shvach. Simon B'Shvach, Achakein Yetzer B'Chush God, L'Klashra, left Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim with all the riches and everything that Mitzrayim had stored up for so many years. We, the big Nebuchs, we left it with everything. We reached the greatest Shleimus when we left Mitzrayim. Begashmius, we got all the riches. Beruchmius, we were Makabal the Torah, right? 50 days after leaving Mitzrayim, we had Kabbalah the Torah. Suddenly we're going from Shleimus to Shleimus. Money, riches, Torah, Ruchnius, Rosh Shibchalayom, Giluyim, Olam Haba. That it all was as a result of reaching the Darg of Me'ayin, the same way as the seed has to rot in the ground in order to bring out the unbelievable Koyach HaTzmich. That's the lesson of Klal Yisrael throughout the Golos. That's why we say, "Ve'ilu lo hayti HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaviseinu b'Mitzrayim." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, "Hare onu b'neinu b'nei b'neinu m'shevodam ayinu l'far b'Mitzrayim," which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we reached the level of Me'ayin, then it was Yovel Yezri. If we wouldn't have reached the level of Me'ayin, which means if we would have got used to the Egyptian culture, if we would have decided that we've been anyways here in Golas, let's become like the Egyptians. In other words, if we would have adapted their Shleimus, then Ona Banena Banena Mashabodam Einu Nafarab Mitzrayim, they would have never come out Lacheris, they would have always remained really filthy Shleimus. The whole only reason why Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim is because we reached the level where we reached a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said yesterday, we called out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realized that he's the Av. And by realizing that he's the Av, we got back to our church, by realizing that he's the Av, is made even though we were trodden on, we had no cheshbonus, nobody could explain us why we're going through so much sorrow, it doesn't matter. For that reason alone, when we started understanding that this is all for our good, that's what we discussed it once, we gave a shiur in it, that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he grew up in the palace of Paroi, that he couldn't wait to run out of there. As soon as he saw the Klal Yisrael schlepping bricks and being tortured, is then straight away he left the palace, and he also wanted to have bricks, he also wanted to be a slave. Because Moshe Rabbeinu with his holy eyes, he saw what the real Shleimus is. He saw the Shleimus, the animal's Shleimus, and he saw that the Shleimus that they're being led to. We make a mention of Afilu Chachamim, Kolanim Nevoinim, Kolanim Zakenim. What is the Chacham? As we all know, I think we discussed it before already, that the Chachma comes from the Dargo of Koyach Ma. Eov says in Perek Chof Ches and Eov, HaChachma Me'ayin Timotze. A person can only reach a level of Chachma when he gets to the level of Ayin. Gets to the absolute level of Ayin, then he's Zoche to Chacham. When there's Gaiva, when he feels Shleimus, he feels he can make a good Shtikul Torah, he feels that it's Gaiva, he feels that it's Yeshus, and then he's the very opposite of Chacham. The whole idea of Chochmah is how you would toifas hasogas when we're outside of ourselves. As soon as we are inside of ourselves, we can't be toifas anything. Can't be toifas, and that's always the first Eben HaBoichem. Because the whole meaning of Chochmah comes from the word Koyachmah, and Eiv says, Chochmah mi'ayin timotze. In other words, Chochmah comes from the darga of Bittl. Chochmah comes from the darga when a person has completely nullified himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's reached the darga of Ayin, Chochmah mi'ayin timotze, then he can be zoche to the Hasogos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he can become a Chochmah. We're talking about Ruchnistik HaChochmah. So any person feels that he's Shleimus, any person that feels a certain Shleimus in his own Avodah, in his own Torah, so forget, he's a Tipish, he's a Rasha, he's the opposite of a Chochmah. Mamish the opposite of a Chochmah. The only way to gain Chochmah is by absolute Bittul, which means that it goes much deeper. That Tipus Rucha, where does that Tipus Rucha, where does the Zerah come from? It comes from the Moach, which means that the Moach is a tipah. That's all the Moach is. The Moach is a tipah. It comes from the Yisod HaMayim. It's a tipah. It's nothing. That's Dafkin, that Mokim, that's where the Neshama rests, and that's where all the Gilim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests. Why? Because it's because the place where there's ayin is that's the place where the Yovei Yesu, that's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him down. Is nobody more than the Emes Tikkun Chacham can appreciate what it meant being in Mitzrayim and what it meant being out of Mitzrayim. Nobody like the Chacham who first reached the level of ayin, of absolute nullification, of complete nothing of himself, then he was zoicha to all those giluyim. Nobody like the Chacham can appreciate being in Mitzrayim and coming out of Mitzrayim. Being in Mitzrayim is reaching the level of ayin, reaching the level of ma, and going out of Mitzrayim is once we've reached that level of ayin and the level of ma, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down the chokhma, the koyachma. The chokhma comes down onto the ayin. It made it that nobody's got more shaykhs to sipu yitzis Mitzrayim than the chokhma itself. You might think that what? That the chokhma is that let him talk about them answers, so Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach or thing, you know, what's the shaykhus, the sippa, what's the shaykhus, the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's the shaykhus? Teretz is Chas V'Shalom. Where does he get his pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach from? Not from feeling himself a yesh, dafka from being himself an ayin, and an absolute ayin. When a person reaches that level of ayin, of absolute ayin, and I never forget that 2 years ago, whatever, a boy phoned me up in Azmanim, and he asked me that in previous years, before he went to yeshiva, he used to, Erev Pesach, he used to kasha, you know, like, you know, you do a lipon with bechas, whatever. You know, you do a lipon, right, with fire, with a boiling urn, you put kalim into kasha, the kalim for Pesach. So he phoned me up, and he said that this year, he's learning yeshiva, so perhaps it's below the dignity of somebody learning in yeshiva to you know, to kasha kelim Pesach, perhaps this year you should give it to somebody else. So that's what he took about the kasha kelim and Pesach, you're making your Isaac and Avodah Sarkoidesh. If you tell me you want to learn Torah instead, Seder, you're telling me it's below your dignity because you become a Ben Torah, so your Torah is making you into a Balgaiva, that it's below your dignity. That's a chas v'shalom. It's a dafka this year. You're gonna make sure to do as much living kelim as you did all the previous years. And b'shas you're being malabani kelim, you should be makayim. You should say to yourself, "Hinni mochna mazumar to makayim or chokma mi ayin timotze." And the Gemara and Tanas, the ein divrei Torah miskayim elam yishamei misatzmoy aleh. And you know, people take this yisod and you know, warp it out of proportion, out of proportion. Somebody I gave a ride to in May, and he lived in Sanhedrin. So I said, so he said he wants to buy a bike because he wants to arrive on time in yeshiva. And like this, he can't walk because it's too hot. He waits for trams. He arrives sometimes 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. So I said, why don't you buy a bike? So he said, because it's not for Ben Torah to ride a bike. It's not for Ben Torah to ride a bike. So that's the biggest tipish. It's not a chocham. So I wouldn't want to hear what he has to say on any Rambam. That's tipshus. In other words, the first darug of the fire, and that boy I told this to, is Mamashi told me after Pesach. He told me he came back, and he's Baruch Hashem, he was learning here for a year. He just went back now. He's learning in Lakewood. His Mamashi is a proper yeshiva bacha today. But he told me afterwards, he said that he never understood. You know, he said he was an unbelievable feeling. Torah has to make a person into a balgaiva. That's not Torah. That's Mamashi the hepach of Torah. The chochma me'ayin temotze. So maybe who knows emistic how a person has to be an ayin in order to be zeichet to a gilui? The chacham. Because he's representing the chachma, he's representing koyachma, he's representing bitl, he's representing the chachma, I mean ayin timotzik. Emele, who understands better the madrig of ayin? The chacham understands the darg of ayin, the chacham understands it the best. Emele, therefore, the Balagoda continues. The Balagoda is telling and teaching us a lesson over here. The Balagoda is telling and teaching us a lesson over here. Even though that we're big chachomim, nevertheless, mitzvah leinu nesabi yitzis Mitzrayim. Faker, the more we mesabi, the more we mesabi, the more we mesabi yitzis Mitzrayim, the more we understanding how, dafka, after you reach the darg of ayin, after you were trodden on a Mitzrayim, after you were slaves of Mitzrayim, after you were reduced to a rotten seed in the ground in Mitzrayim, is dafka, you appreciate what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. You appreciate that the Shifcha saw what Yechezkel didn't see, and the Giluyim, the Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of Har Sinai, and they stood at the Yam Suf, and they saw the greatest Giluyim, they saw Tchias HaMeisim. It only came as a result of being Ayin Ve'efes in Mitzrayim for so many years. And so therefore the Chacham is the one who can appreciate it the most, and he's the one who's Mar Belasapeh Mitzias Mitzrayim. The Chalamar Belasapeh HaRei Zem Meshubah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection between the Inyonim and Avodah Mayinun. And this is the answer, this is the Hakdama to the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering us. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're ma'amim b'munah shleima, that all the tzaras we're going through, manishtana ha'layla zeh mikol ha'layla, all the laylas, all the dark nights of galus, all the hardships and all the torture that we're going through, when we called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu manishtana, we say, Hashem, you're our Av, and therefore even without a hezbah, we're going to cling to you, whatever the case is, because we feel that you are Av, and it must be for the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins Avodah Ayinu explaining to us why it is the good and why it has to be this way and why we have to go through these hardships. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Esa'ina Elohim Me'ayin, reach the Dargo of Ayin, because only then Yavoi Ezri. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining us over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining us that the other, the Adama, you want to live a life of an animal. You want to live a life of a para? You want to live a life of an Aesop? I'll give you shleimus. But what's going to happen after a few years? That's it. That's the end. Hoylech lomus. That's the end. You want to be zoichet to any olam haba? You want to be zoichet to any shleimus? You want to be zoichet to shleimus? If you want to be zoichet to shleimus, it's going to be like going to the ground. The ground. If you don't look for shleimus in the ground, then the ground you look at as symbolizing death. But if you look at shleimus in the ground, then you got to look at the process. And the only way the ground brings out shleimus, smicha, that's only when the seed becomes ayin ve'efes in the ground. That's only when the koyach of misa is appreciated in order for the smicha that comes later. And that's what accompanied Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And that's what Avraham Avinu makes himself into ayin ve'anoichi opa ve'efer. And that's Yaakov Avinu, the Ekev, and he's running towards the Yud. He's got a long journey, and he's running towards Vayechi, and he realizes this is all in his sign bringing him there. And he sees Esau, the Abba Meis Ish Imoy, and he sees Esau's might, he sees Esau's power, and that's what the Eden saw in Rome, and that's what we'll discuss tomorrow, Metzah Shem, when we discuss Rabbi Kiva, Bebnei Barak, Maisa, Reuz, and Azariah. That's a hemshich to this, that the Jews saw in Rome, when they saw the unbelievable, huge, mighty Roman Empire. They said, wow, what nebuchs, the more powerful they are, the bigger nebuchs they are. Nebuch, one day this is all going to come crumbling down, and there's going to be no trace of it, and they've got no future. Masha'enken, we ask, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making us into an eye, and only to bring us the Ezri, only to bring us the greatest Shleimus, the same way as it was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Klal Yisrael is heading to. And Balayla Azeh, on this night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering his dear kinderlich, Klal Yisrael, that if you promised me just now in the Manish Tana that you're calling out to me as an Av, however I seem not to treat you like an Av, then I'm going to explain to you that I really am treating you like an Av, and this is all the fatherly, it's like the fatherly smack, it's the patch from a loving father that he wants to bring out the best potential from a child, and that's the whole Indian, of Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech was the Chocham Mikol Odom. Shlomo Melech says, Choisech Shiftoi Soines Benoi. If you keep your staff away and you don't hit your sons, Shlomo Melech, Then you hate your son. Why? Because Shlomo is a chacham mikol adam. Shlomo understands to bring potential. Sometimes a person has to be reduced. Sometimes you gotta be mevatel him. You gotta mevatel him. It says that Shlomo Melech's mother used to hit him all the time. Why? Because she knew that she had a ben who's a chacham. She knew that he's going to be the Chochmah Mikol Adam. How can he become the Chochmah Mikol Adam if there's no Chochmah behind him? Is that without Rachmanis? There's Yirayish time to oppose and says she's to whip him without Rachmanis. The Gemara says, and he became the Chochmah Mikol Adam. Why? Because after the Ayin, he became the Chochmah. As Shlomo Melech says, a Choisech Shiftoi. If you spare the rod, if you say that no, my son, it's Shlemos. Today the shitta is no. Let him grow up. He wants to go with an earring. Let him go with an earring. He wants to become a punk. Let him become a punk. Eventually he'll get there. Eventually he'll find himself somewhere. Then you're giving him Shlemos straight away. You're telling him to do what you want. Shlemos, you're great, whatever you do. Thank you. You produced an Esav. Masha'enke in Shlomo Melech Chochmah Mikol Adam is that in order to make a Yaakov, there's got to be an ayin. By making him into an ayin, then you become the Shlomo the Chochmah Mikol Adam. That's the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us.
Excellent.
Excellent. That's what's going to. We reach such a level of ayin. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the Gilui of the Ari couldn't come until the world reached an unbelievable level of ayin. When the world reached an unbelievable level of ayin, then was the Yavei Ezri. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's always to bring out the potential. always has to be knocked down. Always has to be, has to be an iron. And then a person builds on the iron, he builds. The tachlis is not to stay in the iron. In other words, a person doesn't feel that I'm not going to bother doing mitzvahs because I'm an iron, chas v'shalom. That's kula yitzahara. But in terms of Zavaris Hashem, he's going to realize that because who am I is made of, therefore I've got to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivis Hashem Negdi Sonar, I've got to try and I've got to do and I've got to do, because I'm an iron. And then he's Zorich Tatslochas. That's Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu explaining to us, Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, why he's Enochanami the Father, why he's Enochanami the loving Father, and why Enochanami he loves us more than Mitzrayim. When we see the Mitzrayim, when we see Yimach Shemoy the Nazis, we see the Romans, whoever we see, we've got to look at them and say them what nebuch they are. And we're ashrein matar chokeinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us the b'ni b'choyri Yisrael, like we said yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Mitzrayim. And we're going to see tomorrow, the whole Indian of Mitzrayim, Mitzis Mitzrayim, Choleis HaLaila, is just an illustration of this Yisod. So that Manish Tano and Avodah Mayinu, says Chazal, is the Kasha and the Teret. The Kasha means, the Manish Tano means, the Kasha means we haven't got a Teret to it. We're asking a Kasha. We're saying we have a Kasha. Doesn't deter us from feeling that you're our Father. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you reach that level, I'll show you that I'm your Father. And I'll teach you and I'll show you that the greatest thing I can do for you, Klal Yisrael, is in Ol Mazeh, to put you through Mitzrayim. I put you through Mitzrayim, and the Sfarim Geshem calls it, based on Apostle Genach, Kura Basel. It was like the furnace. You put something in a furnace, is you make it much better. You're masakin it. It comes out much better. Never, I feel so bad for this piece of silver. I don't want to make it hot. I don't want to put it into the furnace. Throw it in the garbage. If you put it in the furnace, you come out with a nice view, a nice new becher. But if you don't, then you might as well throw it away. So the same thing, all the same yesoidus, that's the yesoid of chinuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mapashet, where is kindlech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a lesson of kindlech. And that how to be mechanach a child, how to be mechanach a child to bring out this potential. Bring out the potential only comes after it's been molded. And that's the teret, that's the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer back to us, Avodah Mayinu. But first, in order to get these asogas, we have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we love you, whatever it is. Whether we understand you, whether we don't understand you, Hashem, we love you, and we feel that you're our Father. When we eat matzah, ain't tinnik yidea, likra abba v'imah, shiyitim tam dogo, we feel you're our Father. Nothing in the world is going to deter us. When we reach that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he's our Father. He shows that all the pech are only a fatherly pech. The Father wants to bring out the greatest potential of his child, and therefore that Hashem is showing us his love in Avodah Me'inu. So the Maschilim Begnus is the unbelievable Shvach. The Goyim say, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to you the whole time. We say, That's our answer to the Goyim. They say, look, why is God on our side and not on your side? It's just the opposite. It's mamish an unbelievable yisod and a lesson in chinuch. How to bring out the potential, how to bring somebody to the shleimus. Give him shleimus straight away, he's hoyolach lomus mamish. That's the whole Indian. I don't want to go into it now. It's like Osora and Moira, the whole Indians, the whole Indian, the Torah teaches us these parashas. Because these are all these onyanim teaching us. You give a child or a child, you see, you give a child as much as he needs. You don't suppress the child. And that's it, you've lost him. You suppress the child. In other words, Chas Shalom, I'm not talking about Chas Shalom, you mustn't batter a child. I'm saying, but chinuch, no, not to let a child do what he wants. We mamish these little kinderlich as we come out of Mitzrayim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish teaching us a lesson in chinuch now. Please, Klal Yisrael, I want you to bring out your shleimus. I want you to reach the shleimus. When we reach the shleimus, after that, with a couple of Torah, after we realize that we had to go through this purification process of purifying us, and then we could bring out all our potential. That's the teretz of Avodah Me'inu. Afka the chacham. Afka the chacham, who's koyach ma, who's chacham me'ayin timotze. He understands the chashivas of pashut being marvel esapu yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, he's been through the ayin himself, otherwise he wouldn't be the chacham. Discuss this later more in chacham versus Rosha, but Rosha is always the yesh. Why is the chacham should be the opposite of chacham is a tipish, but no, opposite of chacham is a Rosha. Rosha is somebody who feels himself as a yesh. He can do what he wants. That's the opposite of a chacham. Chacham is bitl, he's koyach ma, and a tipish is stam a tipish. He's a fool, he's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's not the opposite of a chacham. A chacham is bitl, and the Rosha is yeshus. That's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, a chacham and a rasha. So we'll discuss that when we get to the Arba Bonim, Mitzvah Hashem. But that's the yisod. Shabbos is giving us this unbelievable answer. He's showing us this unbelievable. The Beit Yisrael, as you do, the Helak of Beit Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, used to give people pech. Not just like you can walk in the middle of davening, walk up to the person. You know, not for a reason, but I'm saying, but they used to boast. I got a patch from the Beis Yisrael. It used to be like a chashivas, you know, a chashivas. It says lost in love that a certain goyim al kashpor won't even be done them. Kilo, they're not choshev enough. Esav is such a choshev enemy. Amalek is such a choshev enemy that Hashem is going to be judging lost in love. A certain goyim with power of enemies. Why wake him up? Let him shluf. Let him shluf. Don't wake him up. You know, like, somebody got a patch from the Beis Yisrael. That means that he watches me. He's looking after me. It means that, you know, he wants me better. So he gave me a patch. From people, you know, I heard from Gerach Hasidim, you know, he's a patch from the Beis Yisrael was a big deal. Or shtech, whatever, from Beis Yisrael was a big deal. Because he knows, he means you're good. He wants to bring out in me. He shows that he sees potential in you, and therefore he wants to bring it out. Somebody else? No. Never says that. It's going to be a schus. It says, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the machlokes with the Dor HaMabul are Asidin Litin Asadin. So it is that certain people are not zoicha to be Asid Litin, not zoicha to be Asid Litin Asadin. Esav is not a power of an enemy. Esav is such a fleshig enemy. In other words, he penetrates so deep into Klal Yisrael that he's a chosh of an enemy. So he has to get up to get a patch that's going to send him back to bed. But somebody else, it's a chashivas. It's a chashivas to be called by the king, to be called by the king, to be judged by the king. Any old drunkard in the country who does something wrong, if the king says, bring him to my court to judge him, not pitom, take him out and throw him in the river. What to do with him? Somebody who's a treason, somebody who's rebelled against the king. If the king won't let it be judged, sentenced in any other court, other than the king's private court. So that person, that's like Amalek. Amalek's called our Kodesh Baruch Hu's court. But other people are parups. That's all the same lesson. Who? He gets called to get destroyed. Achrisay Ade Oyved is a pu'ul of Achrisay Ade Oyved. In other words, if he just doesn't get called, say he's parava. We call him in order to sentence him to Achrisay. Kila Shemem Lucha, Moshe Vagoyim, Va'olam Moshiim, El Ha'atziyoin, Lishpoit, Es Ha'aretzov. Lishpoit. So he's gonna go through. We know already what the psak din is. we know already that he's guilty. But there's gonna be an inyan of that's the first place where we'll go to. It says that Yaakov says that Yaakov left Esav, and Yaakov says, I'll come after you. Rashi says we don't find that Yaakov came after him. You can't say Yaakov said a lie. But he means that Yaakov, our first address when Mashiach comes, we're gonna go straight to Edom, we're gonna go straight to Esav, we're gonna go straight to all Esav representatives, and we're gonna call them to justice. There's gonna be a new Nuremberg trial, not Nuremberg as in Europe. It's going to be a Ruchnistik trial, and they're the first ones we're going to judge, and they're going to be judge Achrisa Ade Oyved. It's going to be the geschmack to say that you were sentenced to Achrisa Ade Oyved, because they are a choshev enemy in terms of, you know, that in terms of you know, like Dora Rabbi Sahutna once said, after the Dora Mabu, Rabbi Sahutna says we're much worse than the Dora Mabu. What's the difference? And not we Chas Shul Goyim saying today we're much worse than the Dora Mabu. So why is there no Mabul? Because when these going today are not even choshev enough, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bother about them. The Dora Mabul, they were grandchildren of Adam Rishon. I mean, they were people who, how many generations were they from Bria Soil? They were choshev enemies. No, they were choshev chaitim, not choshev in Ruchnis. I'm saying they were, their chet had to bring about a Chorban Olam because they had to be taken care of. But the punks, the skinheads in the streets today, is who reckons with them? The chalal. They should bring up, Shmoch should have to bring about a mabul because they're immoral, they're animals. Who has to bring about such? Rabbi Sahut Naman said that about before the mabul. That's why today, even though the maisim are worse, there's no mabul. But that's the yisod. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer to us. That a patch, a golus, is from chenich imoyis l'shono oid chashem kenach to be yom. We stay with this be'emuna, but we're going to see mamish l'asalav. We're going to see how each patch brought out more potential from us. Every Torah brought out more potential from us. Look how many Jews. Look how many Jews when it came to Harshna. Look how many Jews when it comes to Melchama here in Israel. Look how many Balchubas suddenly become Balchubas. In the last Melchama Tamifat, the last time Saddam Hussein started, how many Balchubas came out? After the 6 day war, you know how many Balchubas came? In other words, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a hardship, it brings out potential. It brings out potential. A goy doesn't bring out potential. He'll commit suicide. He sees hardships, he'll jump out of the stock exchange, the stock markets go down and smash. Everybody jumps off the roofs. Why? Because there's nothing. There's nothing. But a Jew, you bring out, you give him a patch, you give him a shock, brings out all his potential. That's Klal Yisrael, that's Odom, al Shem Adom. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Yitzias Mitzrayim. We went through all the Tzaros to reduce us to an Ayin, and then we arrive to the greatest levels of Chochmah, to Matan Torah, and to everything else. Okay, so we finished up on the last time, and to move on to Maisa. The next piece is the story. Maisa, Rabbi Nazaria, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Nazaria, Rabbi Kiva. Show you Mesubin in which town? Nebrak. Rabbi Mesaprim, Mitzias Mitzrayim, Kolos Malayla, Anshabo, Tamidein, Romu, Rabbi Seinu, Gizman, Krishma Shal, Shachas. So obviously there's a lot of questions over here. Everybody asks the questions. Rabbi Nazaria was older. Rabbi Nazaria was the Nasi. And we know that who was the rabbi of Bnei Brak? Akiva. Ask somebody today who was the rabbi then of Bnei Brak. Tell me the Chasmish. But it was Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva. So why did they go to Rabbi Akiva? I mean, this is all, these are the elementary school questions. I'm sure you got in your notes from 10 years ago. It was Rabbi Akiva's town. I mean, the Gemara says, Acha Rabbi Akiva le Bnei Brak. So Rabbi Akiva was the Rav, and Maaser Rosh Nazaria was older, and there's a bit of a tumult between who's the Talmud of who, and the rabbi and the Talmud. Seems like the Rabbi Akiva over here is the focal point. And what's the difference? There was a Bnei Brak, and if it would have been in Tiberia, it would have been different. It would have been the case that it was Mesaprim Mitzias Mitzrayim Kol. What's the chiddush? It was Mesaprim Mitzias Mitzrayim Kol. What's the chiddush?
I've seen that something different.
Who?
I've seen that something again.
Yeah, first obviously exactly. First obviously they're doing kol eis and alayla. Turns what you bring a mosh. In other words, we just said kolamar. The pasuk chad is kolamar. There is a meshubok. See, so you bring a meiser. Obviously, there's a lot more. Who? Don't know. It could be. It's likely. I don't know. Certain towns in Eretz Yisrael they know because the Arab name of it was the same name. They know where Shmuel and Og is buried. Why? Because it's been called in the Beis Samuel for thousands of years. In the cave of Shmuel HaNavi, yeah.
No,
you can see it from my apartment. You can see it's in the Beit Samuel. It's an Arab town. But Shemaiah gives shiurim there. Yeah. There's a lot of people come on and go there. It's Shmuel HaNavi's cave. But it's called the Beit Samuel. So if it's called the Beit Samuel, then it's Shmuel HaNavi. So I don't know if the name of it's called the Beit Barak. I don't know what it's called by the Arabs. But Akol Ponim, what's the chashivas that Dafke is in Bnei Brak, and why is Rabbi Akiva the central focus over here? And he was Saprin Kolos and Alaylo, till the Talmidim came and said, Rabbi Seinu Gizman Krishma Shashachis. So yeah, the first question is, Oysa the mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, and all the Talmidim, bit of a chutzpah, the Talmidim came and says, Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi, stop what you're doing. Come on. In other words, you know, the Rabbi Akiva, Tanoim, they knew what they were doing. And then the other question that you all got in your exercise books from school, that how comes they didn't know that it was morning? How comes they didn't know it was morning? So what was the answer you were given there? That what, they were in a cave? In a cave, etc.
So like, he like brought them like to Mitzrayim, like all the way back. Like they were really like in Mitzrayim itself.
Ah, and really?
I was very upset, like imagine him.
Psh, went on heritage?
So
Rabbi Akiva took them to Mitzrayim. very nice, Yecholia. Anyway, so what's the Indian over here? The answer is, it's obviously a continuation from the Yisod that we discussed in Avodah Me'inu. Avodah Me'inu, we discussed the Yisod, if you remember, that the whole Indian of Klal Yisrael goes through bad times. That's the Mechanech, that's really reaching our Shlemus. That's really good for us. Fakert, whenever the biggest siman of the geula is when we go through bad times. The biggest siman that we're heading for such good times, the biggest siman to feel it is when there's bad times. Because only the Romans, the Egyptians, only the people who had tremendous success in Olam Hazeh, those people died, there's no trace left of them. But the people who are having bad times is fakert, that's the greatest chizuk for us. Do a gol is geula, the gimel lamed is the same. Gal means to reveal. So Golus and Gula, right? Golus and Gula both have a Gimel Lamed, and the Gimel Lamed it means to redeem, to reveal. I mean, so Pshat is that the Golus is also a Gula. You've got to reveal the Gula in the Golus. That was the Yisod that we discussed in the Avodah Me'inu, right? You remember? That's where we're up to, right? Oh. So W Dua, we've discussed this plenty of times before already. That Rabbi Akiva is the one. Showed this. Rabbi Akiva is the one who went through the Tzoros. Rabbi Akiva is the one of the Asur Arugi Malchus. Rabbi Akiva is the one who died al Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva is the one Shayusurkin is Pesorah with Masrekas Shel Bazel. They were ripping his flesh with iron combs, and Rabbi Akiva was happy. And Talmidim said, "Ah, how can you be happy in such terrible fate?" Is Rakiva says, "Kol yomai ha'isi mitzdayer, kol yomai ha'isi mitzdayer. All my days I was mitzdayer. When should I be zoicha to carry out this tremendous mitzvah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." We discussed this already. In other words, and we also discussed that Rabbi Akiva was the one at the end of Makkos who saw the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and he laughed. And it's not a coincidence that it's a Maseches Makkos, because Makkos means Makkos, we get Pech. But nevertheless, when Rabbi Akiva sees Pech, he sees the good father, he sees the Geula. When he sees that, he sees the Geula. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva laughed when he saw the Chorban at the end of Maseches Makkos, because Rabbi Akiva sees the Makkos, Rabbi Akiva gets a patch. Rabbi Akiva, the Romans are ripping his flesh. Rabbi Akiva only sees Geula. He sees the Gal, he sees the Gamad Limit of the Gimel Lamed of the Golus. Rabbi Akiva's mamash revealed to him the Geula. This Yisod we've discussed already. Do you remember we discussed? I think we discussed this Yisod already, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Two of the other four were also with him.
When he went to him in the end of Makkos, right, very good, excellent. Oh, we're gonna discuss that. Why Rabbi Dosman Azari always goes with him? Excellent. So what's the Oymek Inyan? This is the Yisod we discussed. So the Oymek Inyan is the following. So the rewrite. That Rabbi Akiva is the Nitzis Neshama from Yaakov. Akiva and Yaakov is the same letters. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was Megala, the Geula in the Golos. From all the Ovois, it's very important, these Mamash speak Yisoida, so I'm trying to say it slowly. But it's Yidua that Yaakov Avinu is the Av who's revealed the Geula in the Golos. First of all, Yaakov Avinu is Mesakim Tfilas Arvis. Arvis is the Geula, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal, Yisrael. Belayla at night, it's mitzvah of smichas geula letfila. Use masakin tefillas arvis, and there's a mitzvah of smichas geula letfila. The God Yisrael Yaakovino both the geula showed the geula within the layla. We discussed this with the parashas of Yaakovino. The Yaakovino's whole life was there to reach parashas Vayechi, and parashas Vayechi beetzem is a very sort of bittersweet parasha, chas v'shalom, it's Mesukim Kedvash. But in terms of the tzoras of Klal Yisrael, it's the first Rashi, parashas Vayechi, says, Loma parashas u nistamo, stuma, lefi she nistamo einein shel Yisrael, be shibut, be golos Mitzrayim, right? It's the first Rashi in parashas Vayechi. She nistamo einein elibon shel Yisrael mitzoras ha-shibut she schilu v'shavtom. That's the first Pshan Rashi. Tova acher, Shabikish Megalis Sakates Levono Venista Mimenu. Now, whenever there's a Dovah Ach in Rashi, two Pshatim in Rashi, obviously the two Pshatim are connected. Where do we find two opposite Pshatim in Rashi than neither over here? And what the first Pshat of Rashi is, there was Tsoros, Megalis. Second Pshat of Rashi is Bikish Legalis Sakates. Yaakovina says, come, Geula. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is the two Pshatim in Rashi are Echad Mashlim and Hasheni. In terms of Klal Yisrael, it was bitter. But Yaakov Avinu was busy with something else when they were in Golos. What was Yaakov Avinu busy with? Legalis Esa? Kate, the Geula. Because Yaakov Avinu was the one who was Mechadesh, the Geula in the Golos. The Gimel Lamed from the Golos becomes the Gimel Lamed from the Geula that's revealed. How many years did Yaakov Avinu live in Mitzrayim? Excellent. Yeah, 17. Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Reshonah. 17 is Gematria of Toiv. Toiv is Lost Lava, Rachmani, Achilenu, Yoim Shekuloi. Toiv, you've seen the Haggadah Shul Pesach, right? The Arachmon, the big, enlarged Arachmon that you say in the end of Birchas Amozan, Rachmon, Shekuloi, Yoim, Achilenu, Shekuloi, Toiv, Shekuloi, this. Toiv is Lost Lava. Toiv is the Lost Lava. Imele Yaakovino comes into Mitzrayim. The Shibud Mitzrayim begins. Mitzrayim is Golos. Mitzrayim is the Shibud. But Yaakovino's years, he lives in Mitzrayim, or which type of years? Or 17, or Toiv years. These are the years of the Geula. And then if any of you ask the question when you're learning the parashas, Yaakovino says the whole time, he says, ah, at last I've arrived at La Menucha V'La Nachla. V'yeshav Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim, the last pasuk of Vayigash, Beretz Goyishav, V'yachzubo, V'yifru, V'yirva, V'oid. These were the Geshmaka years of Yaakov Avinu. Harry, which country did Yaakov Avinu live most of his life? He lived in Eretz Yisrael most of his life. And here he had to come down to Mitzrayim. Ah, These are the Gishmachi years by Chiyakov Eretz Yisrael Shavayis Rishonah. Why was it chosen? Why was it chosen? The Yaakov didn't have his Gishmachi, have his Olam Haba years. Olam Haba years you're supposed to have is Chalech Lefnei Hashem Ba'aretzayis Hachayim in Eretz Yisrael El Ha'aretz Hashem Rekom. Yaakov Avinu doesn't have his Olam Haba years in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu has his Geula, his Olam Haba years Dafke in Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the Koyach of Geula in Golus. Yaakov Avinu is the koyach of Tfilas Arvus. He was in the second Tfilas Arvus. He's the koyach. What did Yaakov Avinu do, by the way, when he came to Mitzrayim instead of kissing Yosef? He said, Shema. What happens when we say Shema? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Another sudden thing we discussed, why do you cover your eyes when you say Shema Yisrael? I heard this from Rabbi Yonason David Shlita. He said that you cover your eyes because you're going into the future. I mean, he didn't say you're going into the future. I mean, that's a Pashup Shah in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Rashi says that Shema Yisrael Hashem is now Elokeinu, Hashem is Echad, right? So Rabbi Yonason said, actually, you cover your eyes, you're going into a different Kufa. In other words, you're in Golus. You close your eyes, you're in a different Kufa. So Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, he's coming down into Golus. Yaakov Avinu doesn't come down to Golos. Yaakov Avinu finds the Gulu in the Golos. Yaakov Avinu is shlepping out Bikesh Lagalas Sakeis. Right? The Bnei Yisrael, Nistamui Neim Yishibu, Dovahache, he's busy Galas Sakeis. His sons are suffering from the Shibbet Gulu thing. And Yaakov Avinu is busy in the world of Kates. Yaakov Avinu gets till Parashat Vayechi. We discussed this. Parashat Vayechi is the Parashat Olam Haba. He's Megala the Gulu in the Golos. And that's the Pshat why he said Shema. Saying Shema is always Megala the Gulu in the Golos. And therefore, that's why people, when they die, Al Kiddush Hashem, the further they always die by saying Shema. Why do they die by saying Shema? Pshat is by being killed, Al Kiddush Hashem is Golos. When you say Shema, you're going out of Golos. Pshat is the Shema is the biggest patch upon them for those killing them. The executioner's biggest patch he can get is for the Jew to say, because the executioner's trying to show that I'm on top of you, I'm killing you. The Jew says, Shema Yisrael, I'm in a different world. Bye-bye, I don't even know who you are. I'm in a different world, sorry? And then he jumps in. Oh, he jumps in, he saw the aura. Oh, he saw the aura. He saw the aura of the Geula. The Kiddush is the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, is Mikdash Tibesoich Ben Yisrael, because that's the brings the Golas and brings the Geula down into the Golas. That's the whole ending of Shema Yisrael. That's why when we finish Shema Yisrael, the last pasuk in Shema in the three parashas that we say is Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoitzeisi, because Shema is a Yitzia. When you say Shema is a Yitzia from the Golas, as Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, he's coming down into Golas. Yaakov Avinu doesn't come down to Golas, because Yaakov is coming into the Golas to fish out the Gula. He's going fishing in the Golas, he's finding the Gula. So as soon as he comes down to Mitzrayim, he says Shema Yisrael, in order to go straight into the Gula when he comes down into Golas. When he says Shema, he goes straight into the Gula. And after that, it's Yifru Vayir B'Mo'oid, and that's Vayichi Yaakov, where it's Mitzrayim, that's Vayichi, the Yaakov Avinu Lo Yimeis. He goes down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Mokam Amisa, and he brings down the Yaakov Avinu Lo Yimeis. He brings down the Vayichi Yaakov in the Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no, it's all Gul, it's all Osad Lava, it's all the Bila Mav Islam Netzach. There's no more Misa. That's the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. To the moon. Excellent. That's why Yaakov is the moon and Esav is the sun. Excellent. No, it's the lighting up of the darkness. That's the word we're looking for. The lighting up of the darkness. Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Was it light or dark?
Light.
It was light. Right? They took off the N and they put an L. From night it became light. In other words, the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the koyach, the night becomes the light. The night becomes the light. That was the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. You all know that Maseches Pesachim begins with the word Or. Or la ba'asa. What does the word Or in Pesachim mean? Night. Night. So here they took the L off and they put the N on it. Right? In other words, Or usually means light and here it means night. How can Or mean night and light? You can't switch two opposites. The Teretz says, Fakert. Or la ba'asa, boitin asachom, it's Fakert. The Holy Tzitz Mitzrayim was Megala, that you find the light in the night. In other words, you find the Geula in the Golas. That's why the Leili Tzitz Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, is Laila Kayoim Yog Hashecho. And Korev Yoim Hashehu Laila. Korev Yoim Hashehu Laila. There's a whole pismon after Nirta that talks about the night becoming the light. That's how they could have Bris Mila by night. The whole Indian of switching Golas to Geula, that was Yaakov Avinu's Koyach.
What's the
Excellent. That's the whole excellent. And mamish the same discussion as there is in Pesachim. Beginning of Pesachim is the Or mean light, is Or mean this, and the same thing. Bo Hashem is that set or sunlight. Right? Excellent. In other words, the Nakuda where you find the Or in the Choshech, that's the Nakuda of Yaakov Avinu. The Nakuda where you find the Or in the Choshech. Yosef is also very involved in this. We're not going into it because we want to switch straight from Yaakov Avinu to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva Yidua is mitzvah of Nishmas Shliach. Rabbi Akiva had two parts of his life. Rabbi Akiva, a chelik of his life, Rabbi Akiva was a Amoritz. That wasn't the chelik of Yaakov Avinu, that was the chelik of Yisachar. He was a mitzvah Nisham of Yisachar as well. And it says Yisachar Chamor Gorim, the pasuk says. And what did Rabbi Akiva say when he was an Amoritz? If somebody would, if a Tzir Tam Chacham would bite him like a Chamor, because he was the Bechino of the Nitzat Nesham of Yisach, and Yisach was Yisach Chamor Gor. And the second Chelik of Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva found a light in the night, he was an Amoritz, and he found the light. And his Chelik then, Rabbi Akiva, is the Rosh of the same letters as Yaakov, there he says that he was in Nitzat Nesham of Yaakov Avinu, which means that Rabbi Akiva had that koyach of Yaakov Avinu to find the Geula in the Golus, to find the light in the night. That's the understanding, that's the Havana that we have over here. When we come back to the Maisa, to this story over here. Excellent. Yisachar knew the Chadoshim. They went to Yisachar to be Ma'abah the Chadoshim. Yisachar was Yodei Bina. He knew how to be Ma'abah the Chodesh. And who was the one who taught them? Who was in jail? Who taught them to be Ma'abah the Chodesh? It was Rabbi Akiva. Now, those Rabbi Akiva was in jail. They sent a message to Rabbi Akiva. They said, "How are we going to be Ma'abah the Chodesh?" Rabbi Akiva smuggled out the Ibra Chodesh. Where did he know that from? He knew that from Yisachar, because the Gemara says Yisachar was Ma'abah the Chodesh. That was the Bina. That was the Chacham of Yisachar. That was Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the Yaakov, and Yaakov is the Levana, and that's the whole. To marry Leah. Why did Yaakovina want to marry Leah? Because Yaakovina wants to marry Rachel. Because Yaakovina wants to bring the tikkun down. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's a Seder Hadava. First you have to marry Leah. Leah is the Olam HaMechshava. Leah is the Bechina of the first K, Yudke Vovke, the first Hey that's connected. Leah, that's connected. Drush. We know there's a Kol HaMarvel, the Sapi Betzis, Mitzrayim, Arez HaMechshava. Leah is the Bechina of Drush. It's the Pnimi. And Rachel is the Bechina of Olam HaZeh. In others, Yaakov Avinu brought down by first marrying Leah and then marrying Rachel. Pshat is that Yaakov Avinu brought down the drush into Pshat. He brought down the, whenever, I'm not going into it now, but Yisraetzu Avon and Bekirba, Yisraetzu Avon and Bekirba, says Rashi, Amikra ze emed arsheini, Yisraetzu Avon and Bekirba, Yaakov and Esau are fighting, Mikra emed arsheini, drush, it comes from a very high shayrish, drush, comes from a very high shirish. Pshat comes from the Bechin of Olam Hazeh. There's Pshat, Remez, Rush, and Soyd, connected the Yudke Vovke. And the Hey, the last Hey is the Pshat, and the Vov is the Remez, and the first Hey is the Drush. Leah comes from Drush. And then for Yaakov and Esau fighting together, as a Mikrez, Emed, or Sheini. And then for Yaakovina first has to marry the Olam Hadrush, first has to marry Leah, and then he brings Leah down into this world. We know the whole Indian of Yaakovina Loy Mace. The Gemara also asks, how can you say Yaakovina Loy Mace? The Apostle says that. He died, and they bandaged him. So Chazal answer, what's the difference? The chilik is, in Olam HaPshat, Yaakov Avinu died. But in the Olam HaDrush, Yaakov Avinu, the Bechina of Olam HaDrush is Yaakov Avinu didn't die. In other words, the whole Indian of Yaakov Avinu brings down Olam HaBa into Olam HaZeh. Yaakov Avinu brings down Gaul into Gaul. This brings down the Or into the Choshe. It's a very, very long sugya. But Rabbi Akiva is the one who's Nageah to us over now. Svarim HaKadoshim say, not a Tamir HaShem HaKadosh discussed it in their Haggadahs. For Shloima and the Rabshit, a lot of discussing in our Goddess that B'nai Barak, the word Barak means a Barak. Barak is a bolt of lightning, right? Barak, Barakim is a bolt of lightning. Bolt of lightning, what does lightning do? Makes night into light. It lights up the dark. It lights up the dark. Rabbi Akiva was the Rav of B'nai Barak, because Rabbi Akiva was the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, and therefore the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu was to bring the light into the night, and therefore that's why he was the Rav Dafki in B'nai Barak. And it's definitely not a coincidence that B'nai Barak is such a big Mo'er G'dayla of Torah and Yerushalayim. Chassidus B'nai Barak is like, you know, even though Yerushalayim is the Eir HaKodesh, the presence of the B'nai Barak is something that's very special about B'nai Barak, all the institutions and moistas and yeshivas and rebbes, and so much kedusha there in B'nai Barak, because B'nai Barak is the Barak, is the lightning bolt in the Golos. And that's why the big Yashvus, the Merkaz of Torah and kedusha in the world today is probably B'nai Barak, because that's the Nakuda. Rav Akiva was Rav of B'nai Barak, because the B'nai Barak is that koyach. If those of you learn Yuma, you know that in the Mishnah in Yuma says that there was a watchman. How did they know when to begin the services? The Avodah every morning, so they used to ask the watchman, what did they used to ask him? Barkai, remember? Barkai, he used to say Barkai. What did Barkai mean? That the Mizrach of the East is starting to light up, which means that you see the light in the night. Once you see the light in the night, Bar Koi is seeing the light in the night. Bnei Brak sees the light in the night. Bnei Brak sees the Golos in the Geula. Rabbi Akiva is the Koyaf of seeing the Golos in the Geula. Rabbi Akiva is the Rav in Bnei Brak. All these people came to Rabbi Akiva because the same way as in the end of Maseches Makkos, what do they say to Rabbi Akiva? Nichamtonu, nichamtonu. What was the big chiddush that Rabbi Akiva said at the end of Maseches Makkos? Just like this Nevuah is going to be Niskayim, the other Nevuah is going to be Niskayim, Shkoyach. They knew that before. But what was Rabbi Akiva Megalatin? Rabbi Akiva was Megalatin, and you can feel the Geula in the Golos. You can live a life of Geula in the Golos. On that they said nichamtonu, nichamtonu. The famous, from these five, the other famous one is Rav Loza ben Azaria, because soon we're going to see Omer Rav Loza ben Azaria. And again, when you were in elementary school, they all told you that really how old was Rav Loza ben Azaria? 18. He was 18, but overnight he grew a long, long, flowing white beard. Oh. So right, I mean, you learned about it in elementary school, but it's Gemara and Brachas. But Rav Loza ben Azaria is a very important. Rav Loza ben Azaria follows Rabbi Akiva, even though Rav Loza ben Azaria was the Nasi. We know that Rav Loza ben Azaria was the Nasi, so why was he following Rabbi Akiva? It's not Bechinam that the Nasi is also the Mitzvah of Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, because we've discussed this before. The Nasi is the Rosh HaTevis of Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu, and Rabbi was the Mitzvah of Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. All the Nasiim were the Mitzvah of Yaakov Avinu, because the Nasiim was Malchus, the Nasi was the Melech, and Melech Yisrael is Shaykh to Dov Melech Yisrael, Chai the Kaim, and Shaykh to Lasid Lovi, the Bisham English, is the Nasi was representative of the Geula inside the Golos, and therefore they come from Yaakov Avinu. Rav Loza ben Azaria, we know that Rav Loza ben Azaria, right, we know that the Chazal say that really, what does it mean, Hareini Kibin Shivim Shon, if he was only 18 years old? But we know he was the Nitzis and Hashem, that he says he was the Nitzis and Hashem of who? Who died at age 52? Excellent, Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was nifted at the age of 52. And therefore, 52 plus 18 equals 70. So that's Irani Kibin Shivim Shana. The Pshat is that Shmuel HaNavi died before his time. Why did Shmuel HaNavi die before his time? That he shouldn't see the failure of Shaul, who was his prime disciple. Shaul, right? And Shaul was supposed to bring the tikkun. What was Shaul supposed to do? Shaul was supposed to kill Agog. He was supposed to kill Amalek. Right? Agog is, by the way, seven is the tikkun, 7 days of the week. It's Shivim Shana is the tikkun, is the chinah, a person goes up to the Olam HaTikkun. He was supposed to bring about the Olam HaTikkun. He didn't bring about the Olam HaTikkun, which means he didn't do what Yaakov Avinu did. Shaul HaMelech didn't do, he didn't bring about that tikkun. If he didn't bring about that tikkun, is that tikkun had to be brought about. That tikkun had to be brought about. Therefore Shmuel HaNavi died age 52. 52 is 18 less than 70. 18 is Gematria Chai, which means the Bechina of the Yaakov Avinu Lo Yimeis, the Bechina of Chayim, the Bechina of entering the Chayim, Shmuel HaNavi couldn't do. Is therefore that's why Shmuel HaNavi died when he was 52. 52 is also Gematria Ben, it's also Gematria Nun Beis, it's not Stama Misbar either. We'll go into that. But the Indian of Shmuel HaNavi, the Indian of Rav Loza ben Azaria, I mean, joining up, yeah.
What was Chai?
18. Because he didn't reach that tikkun. In other words, the Amalek is around his misa and around. Because Esau says in and Echelach Lomas, the Asid Lava is like Yaakov Avinu's Loimeis. Because Yaakov Avinu reached the tikkun. Therefore, it's Loimeis. Therefore, it was Chai. By Yechi Yaakov. But he didn't reach Pashas by Yechi Yaakov because he didn't kill. Because Shaul didn't kill Agog, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Shmuel HaNavi away earlier. But Rav Loza ben Azaria had to be metaken that, which means Rav Loza ben Azaria had to bring Shmuel HaNavi back to Yaakov Avinu, which means that Rav Loza ben Azaria had to follow Rabbi Akiva. When he followed Rabbi Akiva, who was the Nitzis and Shon of Yaakov Avinu, so Pshat is that Rabbi Akiva brought Rav Loza ben Azaria back into Yaakov. When he brought him back into Yaakov, he brought him back into Yechi. If he brought him back into Yechi, he added on another 18. When he added on another 18, which is Chai, he reaches 70. So he said, Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. When did he become Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana? The day when he became Nasi, right? It's the Gemara in Brachos. That night they offered him, they took away Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they offered it to Rav Loza ben Azaria. Rav Loza ben Azaria went home and asked his wife. His wife said, "You don't look like the old Rosh Hashiva with the long white beard." And therefore, overnight, the next day, he woke up with 18 shuras of white hair. And especially the day he became the Nasi, the day who? Excellent. Don't tell my wife. No, the Enachanami. In other words, I'm sure there must be a lie in that. Enachanami. Rav Akiva is the one who said that Shali Shala, Shali Vishala. Right, Enachanami. Who? You say better you stay and go. Excellent. And Rav Loza ben Azaria also listened to his one. Excellent. So Shalim said, so when did he grow that beard? The day he became Nasi. The day he became Nasi, Nasi is the Chosh HaTevis, Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu. So which means the day he became the Nasi was the day where he was Mesakin, so he reached the Yechi. If he reached the Chai, so he was Mesakin. He was the Neshama of Shmuel HaNavi. Which means he was only holding at 52. The day he became Nitzitz Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu, then it's Vayechi Yaakov, then it's Loi Meis. If it's Loi Meis, then he added another 18. For him, added another 18. He reached Arei Ani Keben Shiv Neshama. So that's why Rav Lozman Azaria was the Nasi. It was the Nasi, he shouldn't have been going to Rekiva, but he wants to go to Rekiva because he wants to go to Bnei Barak, because he wanted the Rekiva, the Tikkun of Rekiva. Rekiva could lead him to that Tikkun of Yaakov Avinu to find the lightning in the Golas, to find the lightning bolts, to find the Barak, the Brak, to find the Bnei Barak in the Golas. That's why it's called Bnei Barak. In other words, Ben is Nun-Base. Nun-Base is without Tikkun. Shmuel HaNavi died. Shmuel HaNavi was Nifta at age Nun-Base. That was before the Tikkun. But after that, he led him to the Barak, which means he led him to the Oyer in the Choshech, which means he led him to the thing. By the way, just to the stump, I might as well say it, Mamish, in a second. The Indian of Base Nun, the Indian of Nun-Base, the Indian of Ben, is corresponds to the Bechina of Midas HaDin. The strongest din, the strongest gullus, where Mamish can't see the aura, that's the Bechina of Nun-Base. We discussed this before, I don't want to go into it, because especially after you went to Yaakov Hillel. But as you do, there's four ways of writing. We discussed once the Shem Ayin Base. If you spell Yudke Vovke with Yud, then you reach then it's Gematria Ayin Base. Gematria Ayin Base. When you spell Yudke Vovke with an Aleph, in other words, Hey with an Aleph, and then the Vov with a Vov, Aleph Vov, and then you arrive to the Shem of Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel is a Mamutza, is an in between. And if you spell it all with spell the Yudke Vovke all with Hays, in other words, you spell Hey with Hey Hey, and then the Vov with the Hey, and then Hey, the last day also with the Hey Hey, you arrive to Nun Beis. And Hey is always Midas Adin. Yud is Midas Arachmim, and Hey is Midas Adin. Which means the great Yud Kevavki, but Midas Adin is Gematria Nun Beis. In other words, Nun Beis is cool like Gevura. So Shmuel HaNavi wasn't Zoichet to see the Chesed, in the Golas. Moshe Enkin, and therefore he died at the age 52, which is based Nun Beis. Moshe Enkin, together with Vayechi Yaakov, together with the Chai, is he reached the Darga of Keben Shivim Shonu. So that's why they all came to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Radomska, the Hilgit, I think it's in his Agada. I'm not sure. It's either his Agada or the Agada from the Hill of the Rapshitz. You go to the Rapshitz in the Heritage? Where is he buried? No, I don't think he's in the I'm not sure. I don't know where. Yeah. He was 82, Rav Lozman Azaria. 52 was Shmuel HaNavi when he was left there. Yeah, he's what he called 70. Because the shame bin nun is the shame of Midas HaGevurah, the strongest Midas HaGevurah, without any diluting chesed. Now that's why Shmuel was nifta nun base. He never saw the tikkun. But if you so therefore that's why the nun base. But if you bring it into the Yechi Yaakov, is then you see the tikkun in the Gevurah. You see the Golas in the Gevurah. Because he bought him by bringing him into Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu doesn't see din in Golas. Rav Mazari into Yaakov Avinu, because you don't see the din in Golas. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he saw cakes. When Rabbi Akiva sees the Chorban, he laughs. In other words, they don't see din; they only see the Chesed. So Shmuel was nifter at Nun Beis, because Nun Beis is din without diluting Chesed. Kulei Rachamim is Ayin Beis. Mixture is Samach Gimel, and Kulei Din is Nun Beis. Who? Yeah, Nachnami. So he got up to that 70 is Tikkun. The Bechin of 70, is already the Bechin of Tikkun. Shabbos 7, the number 7 is always Tikkun of the Shavua. Who? Where the Klal Yisrael, in other words, 70 is shaykh to the ribui of 7 in terms of Shiva Mumas, but Kenegah the Shiva Mumas is the Tikkun, and Klal Yisrael is the Tikkun of the Shiva Mumas. In other words, Klal Yisrael, the Shiva Mumas has a Tikkun. In Matan Torah, when Hashem spoke, it was Neschalik, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it was Neschalik straight away to Shiva Mashainas. Shivim Lashonis have a Shoirish. Shivim Lashonis have a Shoirish. Every single one of the Shivim Lashonis has a Shoirish in Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, it says by Lavan, it says Saskoin, or not Saskoin, by Lavan, it says Galeid. So at the end of Vayetzel, Yaakov called it Lashon HaKodesh, Lavan called it a certain words in the Pasuk which are Targum. Right? In other words, there's certain words that the Lashon HaKodesh and the Targum, which means that's bringing the Targum, bringing the Shivim Lashonis, the Ayin Lashonis back into Lashon HaKodesh. They're going to have a Tikkun in the Lashon HaKodesh. And that's why it says also Vayim Misaprim Yitzias Mitzrayim. Misaprim is a lashon of sapir. Sapir is a sapphire. It's one of the stones they used in Vayim Misaprim. A sapphire is also a shining gem. In other words, what was going on in that dark cave? Right? If you were taught in school, that was a very dark cave, and therefore they couldn't see its emissum, right? Definitely, I don't know. Do you know where it says it? That they were hiding in a cave, therefore it was all dark. But they were hiding in a cave, it's not Zecha Emes, but the only part which possibly is not Emes, it wasn't all dark, it was all light. And therefore they didn't know when this Makrish Mashashachas was, because it was light the whole time. There was no night in that cave, it was all light. In other words, it was all lightning bolts the whole night there. There was a saffron besieged its shrine. It was all sapphires. It was all everything that lights up. That was what was going on in that cave over there. They made a fakir. Rabbi Akiva took them all. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, all those in Yitikim. Rabbi Akiva took them all. Rabbi Akiva brought them to a level of laughing at the churban. In other words, laughing at the churban meaning finding the greatest amkus, finding the greatest geula in the golus, finding the being megala, the gimel lamed of being megala, the geula in the golus. That's the chiddush over here. After having said Avodah Mayinu, what was our whole thought in Avodah Mayinu? That what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that even the Halayla Hazeh, that all these nights, even though they're nights, but they're all really for us lights. In other words, they're all bringing us to our tikkun. Therefore, what was not stum bringing us a story that they were Mustafim Yitzis and Kolo Yisrael Laila. This story resembled more than anything else bringing the Or into the Choshech, saying that even the Halayla Hazeh is the greatest Chesed. Right? Yoni will be able to tell you that the Zohar is Mashpia and a cave is Mekabelis. Yes, there's no Melos Yotzai. And in other words, in the Zohar and the Kaver, right? Zohar is always Chesed, and the Kaver is always Din, because the David and the Kaver is the avoider that begins from down here, and Lamata Lamala, that's in the Kaver, and that's Din. That means we need to do our avoider from down here to get the Chesed, and the Chesed means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Mila Mala, right? And Laila is Lashon Kaver or Lashon Zohar. If it's got a hey at the end, it should be Lashon Kaver. Right, it is Nekeva, why? Because it's Din. Laila is Din, and Din is Nekeva, right? Yoim is Chesed, therefore there's no Hay. And Laila is Din, therefore there's a Hay. So L'chore, if you say Halaila Hazeh or Halaila Hazois, you should really say Halaila Hazois, but Zois is Lashon is Nekeva. Why did it say Halaila Hazeh? It says Nesvarm HaKdoshim, because this night is Faker, this night is Kuloi Zohar, this night is Kuloi Mashpia, this night is Kuloi, the whole night is Kuloi Chesed. So therefore, this story shows more than anything else. Rabbi Akiva is the one who resembles, who manifestates the greatest geula within the goddess. The whole Seder night begins with the Shem Ayin Beis. Kan HaBen Shoel is Gematria Ayin Beis, which is connected to the Ayin Beis of Chesed. The whole Seder night is Chesed. So this story is Mamish a Chesedic story. There was such geula. The Masafim Mitzis and Shran Kol Ois and Alayla. We have to finish up tomorrow, but it's late now. We haven't finished this piece. But Kol Ois and Alayla means the whole goddess. Till the Talmidim came in, we'll discuss that tomorrow. It's Rabbi Higia Kirishma Shachas, means the Gula, means Mashiach, which means Rabbi Kiva, every Tzorah, they went through every Tzorah that Klal Yisrael are going to go through till Mashiach comes, and Rabbi Kiva showed them the Chesed, and he showed them the Gula, and every Golas, Ad Kirishma Shachas, which means until the big Kirishma, we're all going to save him, when Mashiach comes. In other words, there was a Moedika Oiras going on over there. Rabbi Kiva was showing them the Gula in every single Golas that was going to happen until the Kirishma Shachas. So the LPMs, they didn't have to Ki'ilu say Kirishma Shachas, because they're already in the Gula. But Pshat is the Talmidim, always the Rav and the Talmud, is Pshat is the Talmud asks the Rav to bring it down into his Kalim. So you do in the Swam Akdashim that the Bechino of Rav and Talmud is the Bechina of the Hashpa of the Or coming down into Kalim. So the Talmidim saw an unbelievable Or is going on over there. Talmidim could see, wow, look, the Mamish in Geula. But the Talmidim didn't belong in that group. The Talmidim weren't invited possibly for that Seder night. In other words, they couldn't be Masig, the Or is that were going on there. Is there, but Talmidim came and said, bring it down to our Kalim. Let us appreciate when we say Krishna. Let us appreciate. Let us see these Or is. Let us appreciate these Or is when we say Krishna. That's why Rabbi Seinu, Gears Man, Krishna Shashachas, you in these oiras, you're the Rabbein, you're in these oiras. Is therefore for you, you're there in the Gaul already. But we have a night and we have a day and we have a yom and we have a laila, unfortunately. Is therefore bring it down into our Kalim that when we say Krishna, we should feel that Gaul that you're feeling now. Because it's a W Dua that during the day we say, in the morning we say Ahava Rabba Aftana before Shema, and Belaila we say Ahavas Oilam Beis Yisrael. Ava's Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is the Ava of Lassid Lover. That's the Ava Rabba. In other words, that's the Ava of Shea Shirim, the Ava Rabba. Rabba means beyond all limitations. Rabba, it's huge. But the at night we say an Ava, an Avas Oilam, which means we have a Munah Shlema, then a Metz Hashem is going to be better, etc., etc. So Tamidim was saying, Rabbi Seinu, Gizma Krishna Shal Shachris, in other words, let us feel these Oiris. When we say the Krishna Shal Shachris, let us feel every morning what you felt at night. In other words, they were asking that they should halavai, see the Oiris by day, what their Rebbe saw the Oiris by night. That's what they were asking Rabbi Seinu, Gizma Krishna Shachris, bring all those Oiris that you saw and let us at least have that. Let us at least have that during the day. But they were in the Oiris. They were already there in the Oiris. They were in the Oiris of the Geula Shleima Mitzvah. Amos, it's when we say these words, the Hashpa that comes down Leil Pesach during the Seder, it says all the Hashpa's that don't come down from the whole year, the whole Inyan, the whole Matzah is the Ben Shoel, the Oviv, the Av, the Chesed, the Zohar, the Zohar's Mashpia, it's Murdeka Oiris coming down. So when we say these stories of Maisa, Shoim Asaprim, Vitzias Mitzrayim, Kolo Yisna Alel, I'm not saying that this is the type of Dvat Torah that you should say at the Seder table, but I'm saying that you should at least yourselves, all of us ourselves, when we say these words, is for ourselves, for our panemius. We should think, we must suffer, we should think of sapphires, and B'nai Rab, we should think of the bolts of lightning, the hasobas, the oiras coming down. We should be zeicha to be kalim for these unbelievable oiras that come in. Tomorrow we'll continue, Mr. Shem. We finished yesterday discussing the Omeros and Azaria, and the Kevin Shivim Shona, and the Chisi Shtome, Tzis Mitzrayim, Balelas, etc. Asher Dorosh of Enzoyim. By the way, remind me, I'm not Mechir. Remind me. Oh, so, yeah. So the Indian, Omer of Lozen Nazaria. We discussed already Shtekel Lozen Nazaria yesterday, but that was only really what was Nagea to the Meister. The Omer of Lozen Nazaria, Hare Aniki Ben Shem Shono, Lezachisi Shite Omer Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelos, Asher Dorosh of Enzoyim. Shneema the man tiskes yem tzeis chomeretz Mitzrayim kol yemeichayecha yomim kol yemeichayecha leRabbis aleilos chomer yemeichayecha b'mazeh kol yemeichayecha haver b'sushia. So Rav Nazar says keilu I'm 70 years and I never knew this drasha. Lezachisi shiteome, I never heard this drasha. Ad shadarsha ben Zoyma, until ben Zoyma darshan is drasha that kol yemeichayecha the Rabbis aleilos. In other words, it is a chiv, chiesis, yitzias, mitzrayim, balelas as well. So the first question is, again, I'm sure when you were in school, they asked this question. What do you mean, Arayni kibben shivim shana v'lezachisiv? He was in 70s. Like saying,
was I saying the chiv is a night?
Yeah, that was the drasha. That is the whole Amr al-Lazam. So I never knew that there's a chiv by night, even though I'm kibben shivim shana. What do you mean, even though you're Kabbalah Shem Shon? Mishnah, if you are 70s, you can say, all my life, I never heard of this drosha. But he was 18. So what do you mean, all your, even though I'm like 70, I never heard of this drosha. You've only been in yeshiva for how long? So what does it mean, I reigned in Kabbalah Shem Shon? The Zachisi, I wasn't Zoycha to hear, you see, it's Mitzrayim Balelos, till Ben Zaymedash. Obviously, we also have to know what's so special about that. I mean, we also have to understand what's so special about Ben Zayma. In other words, Taka, why was Ben Zayma the one who was Zoycha? From we don't find this memory of B'Shem anybody else. It's just Ben Zayma who dashed in his drasha. Why was Ben Zayma Zoycha to dash in his drasha? Why is it Dafka Ben Zayma? What's so special about Ben Zayma? The answer is, obviously, this is a Hemshech, a continuation to what we said yesterday. Yesterday, discussed how Rabbi Akiva and Rav Nazari came to this Indian of seeing the Or in the Choshech, seeing the Geula in the Golus, seeing the Shoresh of everything, not looking at everything from the external, superficial level, what the physical eye, what the naked eye sees, just looking everything, seeing everything to the Shoresh, seeing the Or in the Choshech and the Geula in the Golus. That was the Yisod that we discussed yesterday. With this Yisod, the Balak Dodah is continuing. Leilas again is the dark times, the times of Golas. So leizachisi shitaomer. Even though I am keben shivim shana, it wasn't like saying that even though I'm so old, I never heard of it. But keben shivim shana, always when we discuss number seven, I think we discussed this before, that the number seven always takes you back to the shoresh. Always takes you to the shoresh of everything. Shabbos is on the seventh day because on Shabbos the whole bria goes back to the shoresh. 70 days, the person goes back to his shoresh. 70 years, I mean, the person goes back to his shoresh, right? How long does the person live? I mean, yeah, Yemei Shana Seinu Behem, Shivim Shana. So after 70 years, a person goes back to the Shoresh. In other words, 70 is the mispah of going to the Shoresh. So the Eved says, Rav Nazaria, that even though I'm Kaben Shem Shonam, even though I became a Nasi, and the Shonam Shel Yaakov Avinu, even though I'm Kaben Shem Shonam, that I should see through to the Shoresh of everything, nevertheless to see the Or, to see the Cheres, to see the Geula, to see the Yitzias Mitzrayim, even Belelos, even in such a deep Golos, such a deep Shoresh I wasn't zeichet to see. In other words, seeing the Geula, seeing the Shoresh penetrating so deep, even though I'm Shkaven Shem Shona, even though I'm on that Madrega of being able to see everything from its Shoresh, Lois Zechisi Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, Achador Shem Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma was zeichet, yes, to see the aura, to see the Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. What was so special about Ben Zoyma? Ben Zoyma was very special. There's a few chazals that discuss Ben Zoyma. The most famous, one of the most famous ones is that, you know, Ben Zoyma was one of the four people who were Nichnasula Paradis. Right? So it was Ben Azar, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas B'Shalom, the Yotz B'Shalom. What happened to Ben Zoyma? Hits its own base, he died. Ben Azai, Nitrifa Datoy, and Elisha ben Abuya became Achim. Ben Zoyma died. So the Medrash in Shea Shirim, on the Umbel and the Helig Apostle, Mashcheni Acherecha Nerutza, Viani HaMelech Chadorov, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviani HaMelech, take us in Chadorov to your inner chambers. So the Medrash in Shea Shirim says that Apostle is referring to going into the paradise. So the Medrash there, that Ben Zoyma looked into the paradise, right? The paradise was looking into the Shoresh of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's what Mor HaChagiga says. They looked into the paradise, and Ben Zoyma died, says the Medrash, Aho Diksiv, Yokor Be'enei Hashem, Hamotza Lachasido. That it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel to see the death of his righteous ones, and therefore David HaMelech carries on, Onar Hashem, and that's what David HaMelech says, Onar Hashem Maltanash, save me because you don't want me to die. Because Yaakov Ben Hashem, but Yaakov Ben Hashem, Amos Lachsida, is referring to Ben Zoyma, who died as a result of the Lachsida. Why did Ben Zoyma die? Pshat is, the Dargo of Ben Zoyma was, he was so deep in the Shoresh, that he couldn't come back anymore. He couldn't bring that Shoresh into Olam Hazeh. Dying means he stayed there. Ben Zoyma stayed. Ben Zoyma's Kulei Shoresh. And because Ben Zoyma is Kulei Shoresh, right, just saying the Rishon LeZion, we'll discuss it, explain to you better in a minute. But because Ben Zoyma is Kulei Shoresh, so therefore Ben Zoyma went into the Shoresh, he went into Breishis, he went into the secrets of the Mice of Breishis, he went into the Shoresh of everything, and Umeis, that's where he stayed, that's where he stayed. The Mishnah says, the last Mishnah of Saita, Mishameis, this one, Batla, right, Rekiva, Batla Kavod HaTorah, right, remember that? So Mishameis Ben Azai, Boklu Hadarshanim. Ben Azai was the leader of all Darshanim. And today a Darshanim means somebody gets up and he says a good Rasha. Right? It's not what Darshanim means in terms of the Mishnah. A Darshanim are people who make drushas. What does a drusha mean? Not a speech. The drusha is, you learn a din and you find the pasuk, right? You learn it out of a drusha, right? A pasuk. A drusha means something that you learn out from a pasuk. Sorry? Oh, ladder? Oh, you find the shoresh. You find the shoresh and everything. That's what a drasha means. A drasha means connecting something that Kilo looks out of the shoresh, connecting it back into the shoresh. Ben Zoyma, Ben Zoyma. Says the Mishnah at the end of Saita. Mishameis Ben Zoyma. When Ben Zoyma died, Botlu Hadarshanim. There were no more Darshanim, Kilo. In other words, Ben Zoyma was somebody who could take all the drashas of Chazal, and he knew exactly where these drashas were taken from. He knew exactly what the shoresh of all these drushas are. And therefore when he died, Bakla Darshanim, there were lots of chazal, lots of halacha that we knew, that it was difficult for us to find where the shoresh of these things are. Similarly, we know Rabbi Akiva, who was also very professional at that. We know Rabbi Akiva, for example, right, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was doirish, tilim tilim shal halachas from every koitz. So the Tzadik says, Rabbi Tzadik, I mean, says, that, what does it mean? It says in one place that Rabbi Akiva was massive more than Moshe Rabbeinu. How can Rabbi Akiva be massive more than Moshe Rabbeinu? There it says Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the halachas, but he didn't know where to find them. Not all halachas, did he know where to find them in the Torah? Of course he knew the Pesukim. But Rabbi Akiva, Darshan's halachas, Rabbi Akiva found the roots of halachas where? Not just in words in the Pasuk, but also in the
crown, those in the tilim, which means Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai, all these people were people who could find the shoresh and everything. In other words, they had such a magnetic force to suck it back into its shoresh. That was the koyach. That's the koyach of drushes. Amen. That was the koyach of Ben Azai. That's why Pesach Ben Azai is also called his father's name, his shoresh, his name. Ben Zoyma is called his father's name. Ben Zoyma, his name was Shimon. But he was called Ben Zoyma because he's the Ben. In other words, his father's name was Zoyma. The Pshat is, he's kulei shoresh. He's kulei back in the shoresh. That's why it's called Ben Zoyma. The Moshul is another Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Dalet. You know, I quoted so many times Ben Zoyma, so each time he's quoted, it's special. In the beginning of Perek Dalet and Perek Yovis, right? The first mission of Perek Dalet and Perek Yovis is Ben Zoyma says, "Eizah Chacham Haloimid Mikal Adam." Where's the show? Pshat is, what's Pshat? "Eizah Chacham Haloimid Mikal Adam." Right? So Svarma Gdoshim is first. Tzina says it. It's full time in Svarma Gdoshim. Pshat is, how can you learn from every person? Go to Amoris, doesn't know a word. So what are you going to learn? Haloimid Mikal Adam? Go to Eizah Chacham Haloimid Mikal Adam Rosh Hashivas. Eiza chachma loyim mikala tamid echachomim. Veiza chachma loyim mikala olam. Pshat is the shishim riboy oisius in the Torah connected the shishim riboy na shomus of Klal Yisrael. So each yid has a shoresh somewhere in there. Each Jew has a shoresh somewhere in the Torah. So Ben Azai could go to a Jew, and Ben Azai could know where this shoresh of the Jew is, which means he could find the ois in the Torah that corresponds to this Jew. Doesn't mean he went to Shirin from Yisagat and from Shirin from Amaratim. It means that every Jew he saw, he learned something new in Torah. Every Jew that he saw, he was massing their shirish in Torah. Because every Jew has a shirish in Torah. So Meira, what does Ben Zoma say? Ezachachma loyim mikal adam. Right? Chachma is always the shirish. Bereshis, says the Targum, b'chuchma, sir, b'chachma. So the Reshis is the shirish. Chachma is always the shirish, right? Chachma is always the shirish. Is Mamela, say the Chacham. Who's the Chacham? Who's somebody who can see the Shoresh in something? Hello, with me, Kalab. And then Ben Zoma goes on in that Mishnah. Eiza Asher HaSameach Ba Chelkoi. Eiza Gibor HaKoi Veshes Yitzra. Now, as we look at a Gibor, we look at Muhammad Ali. Why? Because he's got big muscles. What's the Pnimiyus? In other words, he looks at what's the Shoresh of Gevura. What's the Shoresh of Midas HaGevura? Not the Meshuggah who does weightlifting. What's the Shoresh of Midas HaGevura? The Shoresh of Midas HaGevura is, in other words, when does a person have to apply Midas HaGevura? When it comes to him fighting with the Yetzer Hara. Right? So in other words, he looks at all the Midas from the Shoresh. He doesn't look at the goof and see the, doesn't look at the external, doesn't look at the superficial. He looks at the Shoresh of all the Midas. That's all Ben Zoma and the Shitasai. So Ben Zoma went into the Shoresh. So when he was Nichnas the Paradis, he went into the Shoresh. When he went into the Shoresh, so that's where he stayed, that's where he belongs. So therefore, hits it for me. As the Medrash says, Yaakov Ein Hashem, I'm off to Lachasidah.
Doesn't
say
that he was called
Rabbi Kiva? No, Rabbi Kiva had a koyach, Rabbi Kiva had a higher koyach. Rabbi Kiva had a koyach to go to the highest places and to equate them with the lowest places. In other words, it's like what's a great avoider? The person who fasts all his life or a person who eats, but every time he eats, he's mala and shomas and olmas and he never feels, he eats his life, but he never feels the type of sachila. Who's greater? Right, so Kilo Ben Azai was the one who was nifshat. He was undressed from his guf. He was undressed in physicality. See, in other words, he was kuloi shoyrish. Rabbi Kiva could be nichnas of shalom or yotzah shalom. That was the koyach of Rabbi Kiva. That was the koyach of the Rashbi. Rabbi Shimon Yechai go into the came out of the came. That was these were the koyaches of these tamim.
Right, Rabbi Shimon always went like
Hashdeen. Exactly. Shani, because he saw the shoyrish. He was masakin the shamas. He was masakin the shamas the whole time. Then it says that it goes a shtick deeper because we know that there's pshat. What does paradis stand for? Pshat, remes, drush, and soy. Right? So the most, that's of course from superficial, but the most giloy, the one which is the most revealed is what?
Pshat.
And then comes remes, and then comes drush, right? And then comes sod. We discussed the shtickle yesterday that the Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to the paradis. The Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to the last hay. The last hay is the pshat, and the vav is remes, and the first hay is drush, and the yud is sod. So pshat is, it's two hays, right? There's the hay, the last hay, there's the pshat, and drush is what is the first hay, the pnimi of the pshat. If pshat is anybody who's doyrish something, if pshat is that's the pnimius of the pshat. Drush is the primius of the pshat. Is anybody who's a doyresh, is he has the koyach to go all the way to the primius. Is that the pshat that Rabbi Elazar Nazari says, the chisi shita omer yitzis mitzrayim balelos ad sheh Darsha ben Zayma. Till ben Zayma Darsha. Koyach Adrasha. The Koyach to find the Sharish and everything. Is that we have to leave to ben Zayma. So Ben Zayma Zahari was very big. He was Ben Shivim Shono and etc. But the Koyach of Drush, the Koyach of Drash, the Koyach to find the Sharish, that was Ben Zayma Zahari. And that's the first Rashi. Second Rashi. In Bereshis. Bereshis Bora. Says Rashi, Ein HaMikra Zeh Oymer El Ador Sheini. What does it mean, Ein HaMikra Zeh Oymer El Ador Sheini? This pasuk of Bereshis is Bereshis Bar Lakim. What's Bereshis? It's all Shoyrish. It's all Shoyrish, right? Bereshis Bar Lakim is Shemayim. What does the Rambam say? What do you mean Bereshis Bar Lakim is Shemayim Asaret? That's it? It's all created already? Bereshis Bar Lakim is Shemayim Asaret. I mean, it took 6 days. So what does it mean, Bereshit Bara Elokim HaShemayim V'Ha'aretz? So Ramban, everybody says, that this was Hashem created the Shoresh of the Bria. That's Bereshit Bara Elokim, the Shoresh of Shemayim and the Shoresh of Ha'aretz. And throughout the days of my Bereshit, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of the Shoresh and made fish and made this and made that. But it was all created, like the powder was all created in the first Bereshit. So the Pasuk of Bereshit is Kuloi Shoresh. If the Pasuk of Bereshit is Kuloi Shoresh, so then you're not supposed to understand that Parsha Pshat, you have to look straight into the Drash. So what does Rashi say? Bereshis Bara, Eina Mikra Zeh Oime, Ela Dor Sheini. The Mikra's asking you to darshan it. Because this is Shoresh, and if it's asking you to darshan it. So Chazal say, Chmeshon Chazal, like Chazal say, B'shul HaToyra Shenikru Reishis Darkoi, or B'shul Tzadikim Shenikru Reishis Tevuasa, etc., etc. So that's the Yisod, that's the Baal HaGadol is saying. That Pesach, on Pesach we have such a schus of the Matiskas, you have Tzitzchum Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha L'Rabbetz HaLeilas, that Leil Pesach, we have the Koyach to find, in the deepest darkness, to find the Or, to find the Shoresh, we have a Koyach of Darshening. We say Rebbe Lozman, we say Rebbe Ben Zayma's Drosha. We say Ben Zayma's Drosha, which is Doiresh, the Drosha of Ben Zayma, is an Indian that he has a koyach, the darshan, to get to the root, to get to the shoresh, in the greatest lila to find the yoni. That's the drosha of Ben Zayma. And that's the hemshech, that's the continuation of what we said, like we said today. That's an unbelievable koyach. Just have to, when we read them, when we say these words, Rav Lozman Nazare, Nekirim Shulz Chizish Toma, is we have to kilu, took him Bimizboine in the koyach to look into the shoresh of everything. What's the message of it? What's the drush? What's the shoresh? What's the drash? What's the shoresh? What's the shoresh of it? And Leil Pesach is a murder koyach to penetrate very, very deep, very, very deep into the pnimius of the bria. That's the Yimei Chayecha Yomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Leilas. However, the Chachamim say Kol Yimei Chayecha, Chachamim say Yimei Chayecha Al Mazeh, and Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi Lamas Mashiach, which means that the Kol Yimei Chayecha, they hold that there's no mitzvah Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelis. They say that these giluyim, to go so deep into the shoresh, that you can't do it over there. That you can't do. That you will only be able to do mitzvah Shem when? Lemoisa Mashiach. And Zoyma says, no, I can do that even now. And that's what we likely spoke yesterday. The whole Indian is that Rebbe Akiva, they found the Lemoisa Mashiach inside the Golos. They found the Lemoisa Mashiach inside the Golos. Emela, that's why Ben Rebbe Lozman Azari is Be'ikka quoting over here, the drasha of Ben Zayma of Koli Mechayecha, the Rabbis HaLeilas, the Chiyas Yitzis Mitzrayim Baleilas. Because you can find Ben Zayma with his Koyach HaDoyrish, his Koyach HaShoyrish, can find the Ge'uba, the Moshe Mashiach, in the Golas itself, in the Laila, he can find the Ge'uba, and therefore Yitzis Mitzrayim. Chom say the Pashta says, that Bayoyim, which corresponds to good days, you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. When it comes to Leilas, what's the point of being Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim? What's the point of mentioning as if we came out of Mitzrayim, if we're back in Golos, and therefore leave the kol from Darshan by night and moving on to the rabbis, the rabbis Yemos HaMashiach. That's the chiddush over here in Rav Lozman Azari. We have time just to begin the next piece. Baruch HaMokah and Baruch Hu. Baruch Shanasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu Keneged Abba Bonim Dibra Torah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Ein Echad Shein Ede Elish. So this is very essential. Everybody looks in the Haggadah for all the funny pictures of the Tam and Shein Ede Elish. There's obviously tremendous insight over here. In the name of Baruch HaMokah, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu again, Keneged Abba Bonim Dibra Torah. So Yidua says in the Sama Kedoshim that these in Yonim of Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, four times the Baruch is Bemes Keneged, Bemes the Arabon of Dibur Torah. Just before we go on to who they are, the Chacham and the Rasha, etc., It's important to point out again how it's connected, how we're connecting this to what we're saying. Because what does it mean, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Va'amar, va'amar, ba'yayim ha? Hu. Va'ayah Shem HaMelech al-Kol Ha'aretz, ba'yayim ha? Hu. In other words, Zeh always corresponds to something that you see in front of you. Hu corresponds to something that we can't see in front of us now. At the moment, it's ne'elam, it's hidden. But it'll come the days where, right? How does the song go? Va'amar, ba'yayim ha? Hu. Who will say, Hine Lakeinu? Zeh. Which means then, we're going to be able to say Zeh. But before, it's still a Bechina of who. Who is Nistam Benelam. Whenever you say who, it's hidden. So Pshat is a Baruch HaMokoyim, Baruch Hu. Mokoyim, Mokoyim is a Bechina of Mokoyim Mishalayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bechina of the Mokoyim Mishalayla. In other words, like Malachim say, Aye Mokoyim Kavoidon. So you see that the bechina of Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu is a bechina of the ne'elam, of the klecha ne'elam that we're blending with benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. In other words, we're saying that we know that in ne'elam, if you look at something, what's hidden, you look at the secret of what's going on over here, it's called worthy of bracha. Like there's a bracha that's called Baruch HaToiv, Ba'ametiv. Even though today there is Baruch Dayan, Emes. Because we know Alpi Emes, Alpi Sod, Alpi Shoyrish, it's called HaToiv Ametiv. Lasted longer when we understand what we went through in the last 2,000 years, and only be one brach, and that will be the brach of Atayva Meitiv. So the baruch that we're saying now is the baruch saying that even though there's baruch hamokim, even though there's ayeh mekom kavoidoy, even though we don't see the mokim, baruch hu, even though it's a bechina of hu, it's a bechina of ne'elam minister. And nevertheless, baruch shenosan Torah liyamo Yisrael. In other words, the koyach that we have to see the ne'elam and the nista, that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Through the Heilige Torah, through the Torah HaKadosha, is a person can see through everything. He can see the shorish of everything. And that's why Klal Yisrael ki'ilu on a greater madriga than the Malachim. The Malachim say, I am a Kohen Kavoyim. Right? And then but Klal Yisrael through the Torah, Klal Yisrael through the Torah, is bring down the Torah means that we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekoyim Shalom. We see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meloich HaLaretz Kavoyda. They say, I am HaKadosh Kavoyda. But we see through the Torah the Meloich HaLaretz Kavoyda. So Mishad Baruch Shanos and Torah Lama Yisrael. So that's Hakdoma, that's a Shaychus to what we said till now. That even though it's Ne'elam V'Nistar, even though it's all Ne'elam V'Nistar, even though in the Golas the Or is Nistar, it's hidden in the Golas, even though the Or is hidden in the Choshech, but nevertheless, Baruch Shnas and Torah, Lama Yisrael, but the day that Klal Yisrael have the Torah, God gives them the Koyach to look into the Ne'elam V'Nistar. And so can I get the Abba Divrei Torah? Because every single member of Klal Yisrael has a Shurish in the Torah, and therefore every single member of Klal Yisrael has a Koyach to see. Lel Seder, every single member of the Klal Yisrael has a Koyach to see the Ne'elam and the Nista, they have a Koyach to see the Hu, they have a Koyach to see what's hidden in the Bria. The Chacham and the Rosh and the Tam and the Sheini and the Elishim. Lel Pesach, as we discussed yesterday and today, that Lel Pesach is this man where everybody's got Shaychas to the Bechit of the Torah, is Mameda, everybody's got Shaychas to see all these in Yonim. So Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim to Mekabal the Torah. So every single person has his Shorish in the Torah, right? So Mamela, where every single person, whether he's a Chacham or Rasha or the Tam Shein Deir Lishol, he has a Shaychus to see the Ne'elam Minister tonight on Leil Seder. And that's why we have to find that on Leil Seder, there's no monkey business. And Oni is also Chuyiv Tavid, right? And Oni is Mechuyiv Tavid, it's the first mission in Arab Tzach. I feel the Oni should be Yisrael, the Yoichel Ad Shiyeh, said, I am an Oni! I don't see Cheres, I see poverty! Chayav al Zira says Atmoi Kilu Ramam Zloshen Kilu Ata Yotzam of Mitzrayim. We all have a chiyuv as if now we left Mitzrayim. It's a madrigal. What do you want from us? That's for tzadikim. Right? That's for Yoni. That's for Abiyad. That's for Arilusti. That's for tzadikim. That's for tzadikim. Pashta Eden is what's the shaykhus. Nevertheless, is a chiyuv for every single Jew. That's Chayav Adam Lira and Atmoi Kilu Ata Yotzam of Mitzrayim. Every single Jew has to feel the chiyuv. Every single Jew has to drink the Dalat Kodesh. Every single Jew has to sit Halayla Azeh Kulonu Masubin. Kulonu Masubin. In other words, we have to feel as if we're going out of Mitzrayim. Where do we get the Koichas from? Where do we get the Koichas from? You feel in Florida, Kilo Yotzeh Mitzrayim? The Torah says, yes! The Torah says, every single Jew has a Koyach on Leil Seder to look into the Helam and the Hester, to look into the Nistar, to look into the Hu, and to be Masik the Hu. And therefore, every single Jew is a koyach, and therefore we're going through the Arbabon of Dibra Torah. The Chacham, and the Rasha, and the Tam, and the Sheinu de Elishol, every single person has his chalik, every single person is a bechin of Kolonim Asubim. That's the koyach of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we, if we read properly the Maaser over there, the story with these Tanoim, Shayim Asubim in Bnei Brak, and we must read it with the correct Kavonim, with the right Kavonis, and with the right feeling, the right Herdish, and the right Neshama, is that we get a spark of what they were doing. We get a spark of the Koyach of Rabbi Kiva, of seeing the Shoresh, the Koyach of Rabbi Azari and the Nitzitz, and the Koyach of Ben Zoyma to see the Shoresh and everything. And therefore, every single Jew gets this by reading the earlier story, by mentioning the names of these Halakha Tanoim, is every single person gets the Koyach to do this, and when every single person gets to do this, then the Chacham Tam, Chacham Rosh and Tam Shein De Elisha are all sitting around one table. That's the Bechina of Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, the Baruch which corresponds to the Chelek HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is in the Bria, that's connected to Abba. Everybody has to join in. Everybody's a subin, and everybody can be margish, ki'ilo, yata Mitzrayim. Everybody has tremendous koichas. That's what happened, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. If Ra'as the Shivcha Layam, if a week later, the Yam Suf, even the Shivcha saw the greatest Giluyim possible, is that then everybody can see the greatest Giluyim possible, because Baruch Shnos and Torah, Lama Yisrael. So that's the leading on. We'll leave it off here because Chacham Rosh and Tam Shein Delisha, we'll do separately. That's the koyches, that we realize that the avoid of Leil Seder is, it's shloi be'er, out of proportion. The koyches that we get, to be masig in yonim, the koyches that we get on the shama of feeling is out of all proportion to the rest of the year. In other words, the rest of the year, there's an avoid that a person's got to prepare himself properly, and a person's got to be a proper keli, otherwise you can't be masig in yonim. On Pesach, Pesach is Zohar, as we discussed yesterday, male, which means mashpia. Because Shvok is mashpia to a person. Obviously, if a person doesn't prepare himself to chlal, he plays basketball to the shkia, Leil Pesach, he won't be masik very much. But I'm saying Kashbaruch sends a person much more than he's prepared himself to do, and therefore that's what Dafka Leil Pesach, all these Chayav Adam Liris and all these Kolonim Asubins and all these Kafel Oni Shib Yisrael has to be Mesef, and the Dalat Koises, and it says even an Oni has to sell his clothes to buy the Dalat Koises. Everybody has to feel Cheres, because everybody has the Koyach to feel Cheres. We wouldn't be Mechayav an Oni to drink the Dalat Koises and to lean if the Purim is made for that. Purim is made to pretend that you're rich even though you're poor. But Pesach is, if you're an Oni, you can't feel Cheres. Cheres is, no, you do feel Cheres. You can feel Cheres. Even though you're an Oni, you can feel Cheres. Because the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends is the Koyach which is the Ma'al within a person's Kehila. And therefore we're inviting the Kol Dich V'yeh Sviyecha V'chach from Rosh HaKam She'edin Dei Lishol. Everybody has the Koyach to see through the Hu, to see through the Or, to see the Or, to see the Or Lar Ba'asa, to see the light even though it's dark. And that's through the Koyach. When we say, when we read these stories, and we say, when we read Ben Zoyma's Drasha properly with the right Kavana, is then we're mamish masig a certain feeling of Cheres, Charas Aluchis, and the feeling of Cheres is the most unbelievable feeling in the world. The Koyach of Cheres is Eilachah Ben Chorin Al Mishai, the Torah, Cheres is Cheres in Malach HaMoves, and the Dalat says, Cheres is Cheres in Malach HaMoves, doesn't feel something of Cheres, you feel somebody, no Malach HaMoves, nothing negative, everything is positive, everything is cool, avoid everything cool, it's lavish. It's an unbelievable feeling for a person that every single Jew can and is mechuyah to feel on the last day. Okay.